You have any sort of update on Collier, and how's the team holding together?
Yeah, no, he's still in critical condition. And, you know, he was victimized. I mean, he's a victim of a crime. You know, he's a member of our football family, and we're praying for him. There's really nothing more to add in terms of updates about his condition. It's still critical.
Critical, but stable, like
yes,
Mr. Weaver
yes.
said?
Critical, but stable.
How tough is that for you players to deal with here now? You got a game coming up.
Well, it's just it's a part of life that you've got to be able to deal with different things that occur, and I think it's important that you stop and recognize that there is a need to deal with it. We just want to make sure that we're as supportive as we can for Rich and his family and for each other as we get through this.
You kind of characterize him as a player and as a guy as we try to get to know him?
I'm sorry. Yeah, 1 minute. Excuse me, sorry, I just got interrupted. About Big Rich?
Yeah.
Kind of a gentle giant, enormous man, a lot of potential, came in and worked hard, made our team as an undrafted player, and has done a nice job for us here.
What kind of lessons you guys take out of what happened last year in the opener? Is there anything to be taken from that might help you this time around?
Well, I don't know about lessons in the opener. I know certainly in the two games we played last year, they were the more physical team in the first game and knocked us around the field. And in the second game, we came back and played a little better and were able to get a win up there. So two teams that know each other well that both pride themselves on being physical, it ought to be a good confrontation on Sunday.
What's Jerry Porter? Do you expect him to play, or what's the latest on him?
He returned to practice Monday, and you know, we'll continue with the injury report, but there was nothing provided from our end other than he's back at practice.
How much do you notice a change, or what do you notice different in Vince Young now compared to his rookie year?
I mean, I see the same playmaker that I saw when I watched him beat my Trojans, you know, on the Rose Bowl. Guy can throw it, he can run with it. He's plays with a lot of poise. He's been a winner at every level of his career and his life, and so we expect to, you know, we're preparing for the same type of guy that we've been watching and playing against and preparing for.
How do you teach a young quarterback not to force things and not to, when you want to make a play? I guess there's a fine line between making a play and then making a big mistake by trying. How much time does that take for a quarterback to understand not to force throws?
Are you referring to our quarterback now, or are you talking about
probably
their quarterback?
The quarterback here?
Well, they've got a Coach Heimendinger is a good coach. He'll work through that. He and Coach Fisher, they'll be working on those issues with their guys, and we're going to work on ours. I know I have a lot of respect for what they do. They've got good players, good coaches, and like I said, we're gearing up for a physical game on Sunday.
You talked a couple times in the preseason about Khalif needing to be better. Has he progressed, and are you confident that he's going to get back to form?
Well, I think the biggest thing you do in the preseason is try and drive your team and get them to be as good as they can be for the regular season, and now that thing's here. And you know, he draws a stiff challenge in the first week with Vandenbosch, a heck of a football player, and you know, very effort-filled, talented guy, very disruptive. So he's got a big challenge on his hands this weekend.
In terms of protecting and quarterbacks making good decisions, why is David Garrard so good at not throwing interceptions, protecting the football?
Well, I think anytime a player's playing well, you know, first of all, it's the player that's doing the playing. And then, secondly, there's some coaching that goes on that's involved with it as well. So I think David's a good football player. He played well for us last year. I do believe that Dirk Koetter and Mike Shula, you know, both have had a real positive impact on the quarterback position and on David Garrard. And I just think it goes hand in hand when a guy plays real well. You know, he's got some talent, and he's being coached up well. And And we feel good about the type of year he put together last year. And really, I think the thing that's most encouraging for us about David is he has not changed a bit in terms of his approach. He's still a humble, team-first guy who works hard every day on being better and on all the details of playing that position. There's so many things you got to do well to play that position well, and David does a nice job working at it every day.
In terms of that, as far as you know, the way both these teams are built, is a big mistake and a turnover almost more devastating than making a positive play for a long gain?
Well, you know, it just depends on how each game unfolds. But I know, you know, philosophically, I know we like to not give the ball away, but we do want to be explosive. So there's a little, you kind of want the best of both worlds.
You and Tennessee, I think, are both top four last year in rushing attempts. Coaches talk so often about staying committed to it, but then you see them behind 10 points and kind of throw it out the window. How hard is it to stick with it, even when maybe it's tempting to go away from it?
Yeah, I think it. You know, you got to be able to move the football. So, it makes it harder if you're not converting on third down, if you're not scoring points. It makes it harder to stay with it. But if your defense plays well enough and you can stay in the game, then you're able to stay with it. So, that's a decision every week, every weekend for coaches all around the league. Is, you know, you come in with a plan and then, you know, you make adjustments throughout if you need to give your team the best opportunity to win the game. But certainly, you know, both teams are committed to the run. That's no secret. You know, both teams have prided themselves on being able to be physical and run the football and play good defense. And those are things we believe in and we'll continue to believe in.
What do you hope that David is better at or more consistent at this season?
Really, I just want David to continue to stay the course and keep working at it. You know, all the little areas, I mean, we feel like his best football is still in front of him.
What kind of adjustments have you made, had to make at receiver, shuffling bodies around the receiver, getting ready for the regular season?
We've been working all the guys. We've got a pretty deep group. We really haven't had that one Randy Moss-type guy emerge, but we like the group. It's a good, hard-working group. And, we'll move around and do some of the things we think they can do well and expect them to play well for us.
Talking about what you think they do well, what do you hope that group can do well, and what do you want to see a little bit more out of?
We just want to be productive. You know, want to be able to move the football, want to be able to score points. And, I think, there's a lot of different ways you go about it, but we feel good about the way we put together a plan to go after people, and we'll put together a plan and go compete Sunday.
You mentioned Vandenbosch. How much does Albert Haynesworth, when healthy, affect an offense's run plan?
Well, he's a great football player. So, you know, obviously you got to be able to account for him, and you got to be able to get somebody that can get him blocked, and that's easier said than done. He's a pretty good football player. So they've got a good front. They've got in fact, they've got good players throughout their defense, and so it's going to be a challenge. But we're obviously gearing up for that very thing.
Chris Johnson maybe add a dynamic that they haven't necessarily had in the past?
Well, they've always had good players, in my opinion. I mean, going back to
speed-wise,
Eddie George. I mean, as long as I can remember, the Titans and even prior to that, before they even moved up there, they've always had, you know, good backs. So, you know, he's another one that's a good football player, did a nice job in the preseason. Looks like he's an explosive athlete. And so, you know, he's a young guy that's a new talent that they've added. I'm sure they'll want to get a look at him.
In terms of quarterbacks and going against certain defenses, do you feel like that there are, for quarterbacks, there is a chance that when they get into the go against a certain team, they kind of find a comfort zone, and maybe whereas they would struggle against others, sort of like in baseball where a hitter will hit a certain pitcher well, maybe struggle against another one?
Well, it usually has to do with matchups. I mean, when you're talking about different teams, I mean, if you're playing the Chicago Bears in 1985, you're probably not going to enjoy, you know, running the ball much, because Buddy Ryan would rock your world. So, I mean, it just depends on, what the team is that you're having trouble with or enjoying playing. So, you know, I think that goes hand in hand with, you know, just preparing for your opponent and understanding the problems that they present, and understanding the strengths and weaknesses and then putting together your plan. So,
Coach, this opener, AFC South, you guys have been knocking heads to trying to catch the Colts. Like jumping in, maybe the deep end like this?
Well, I know both teams, Indianapolis has run away with our division the last 5 years or so, and I know both of these football teams have aspirations of running them down. So we get to tee it up Sunday with three of our first four in our division. So it'll be a lot of division action early, and obviously division games are very important.
Asking a little bit more about receivers, your philosophy seems to be a little bit different than what Tennessee's trying to do. You went out and got a guy like Williamson to try to get him to help him resurrect his career. Kind of doing the same thing with Porter. Can you talk about what your philosophy has been to build a receiving core?
Well, no, we just added talent where we thought there was a good fit.
But versus drafting versus getting guys that have proved themselves, or versus getting guys that still want to prove themselves.
Yeah, I think we've done both. We've drafted. We've brought in free agents. I think we've got a potpourri here. Reggie and Matt were both drafted in the first round. We signed Dennis last year. We signed Jerry and Troy this year. Mike Walker we drafted last year, and he's back after being on IR last year. So we've got six guys, and they each come from a little different package. But we think they all offer something. They're all pretty good football players. So we'll let that play out.